The question is, does an apple a day keep the doctor away? And who better to ask than Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero people, and Russell Powell. You are the head of the New England Apple Association?
Yes.
What is the New England Apple Association, Russell?
We're a nonprofit trade group representing all the apple growers in the region. Basically, we're there to interest people in New England apples.
So you are the got milk people of New England apples?
Yes.
Or the local hero people of New England agriculture?
Yes, we're willing to relate to them, even though they seem to be covering such a large area.
Where are you out of, Russell?
Hatfield, Mass.
And you have a farm there?
No, I'm not a farmer. Both of my sets of grandparents raised apples in central Mass, but I am not a farmer. I'm primarily a writer and a marketing person, and I've been fortunate enough to work with apple growers for the past 15 years.
How about the incredible edible apple?
Sounds
taken?
Good.
And you, the New England Apple Association, Russell, has an apple, a calendar.
Yes, which, for 2012.
It's extremely sexy because all of these apples are naked.
It's true. Like, you can see every aspect.
I can
aspect.
See them all.
I know.
Right.
Part of our idea with the calendar is that the apple orchard is beautiful in all 12 months. It's obviously great to be there in the fall, but spring bloom is fantastic. Even the trees in winter are great.
So Russell, do you actually, like, when someone tells you their favorite apple, do you sort of feel like you then know what kind of personality they have? Like, I would say, you know, Macintosh is really, come on, it's McCown. You know, I would just come out and say that. Now, do you immediately have a response that comes to mind when
someone... Yes, there's a personality trait that ascribes itself to specific... My wife does love Macintosh, and that's like people who like vanilla, in my opinion. Like, Macs are okay.
Yeah. I wouldn't say that it's right down to personality types, but you do see certain trends. The McCown, for example, is the favorite fresh-eating apple of a lot of people. And we had queries the other day from Florida, Maryland, and Pennsylvania, all asking, where are the McCowns?
You look like a Gala guy to me.
No, I prefer that tart apple. The Gala is sweet. I'm actually a big fan of the Macintosh. It still accounts for about 2/3 of the New England crop. And the thing that is hard to top with the Macintosh is its flavor and its fragrance.
These other varieties, and you gave me a great chart of all, are these all the apples that grow in New England here on this chart?
It's a small fraction. They're about, more than 200 that are grown in one way or another. A lot of them are heirloom varieties that are grown in small quantities in just a few locations. Commercially, there are 30 to 40 varieties grown.
Do apples go in and out of trend? Like, you mentioned McCown and everybody really wanting the McCown all of a sudden. Is it like other, like, you know, stonewashed jeans were really popular in the 80s and the McCown is really popular in the 2011s?
I think it's truly amazing. You take an apple like the Baldwin, which was developed in Massachusetts in 1740. Uh-huh. A century ago, it was the most popular apple in the country.
And then Stephen Baldwin went and became a born-again Christian and gave all Baldwin apples a bad name, even though Alec Baldwin is still so cool.
Really? Another one is the Rhode Island Greening, an apple that was developed in the 1600s in the state of Rhode Island, obviously. And that, too, a century ago, was one of the leading apples in the country. Now you have to hunt for it.
Russell Powell, who's the head of the New England Apple Association, and Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero people. So you do market apples. Do we need marketing of apples?
Well, particularly in New England, where we have so many development pressures, our scale is... much smaller than apple growing regions like New York and Michigan, as well as Washington State. So we really do need to get consumers focused on the apples that we grow here and to remind them that you really can get a good New England apple throughout the year through the invention of controlled atmosphere storage, where the oxygen is removed from a room of apples so that it retards their ripeness.
They're just like Lenin, right?
Just like.
You keep them preserved like Vladimir Lenin, and he was also red.
But it does mean that you can get a good New England apple throughout the year. And in general, even with these competing apple regions, the apple's a great food, and the more people think about eating them, the better. They're very wholesome and healthy and eat apples.
There's a very popular computer-based product called Apple.
Do you think, heard of that.
If you, Russell Powell, who's the head of the New England Apple Association, wanted to better market New England apples, you could call it the Apple.
Well, I think we would hear from them, as we have to be careful with the Macintosh calling it the Mac. We have to be careful that we don't offend.
Why were they allowed to call their computers Macintosh then?
They got in on the old copyright
floor
ahead of us.
Russell Powell, who's the head of the New England Apple Association, and Phil Corman from CESA, buylocalfood.org.